Welcome back to the programme this morning. It's lovely to have you with us as we continue this very Brexit-heavy morning. And in order to get the very latest from the UK, we're going to head straight over to Westminster, because since we last spoke to you, there has been another resignation. Vincent, in Westminster, give us the update. We're now, what, into our third resignation of the morning?
Yeah, Belle, we only had a short ad break there, but already Theresa May has lost another Cabinet Secretary of State. This is Esther McVeigh, the Work and Pension Secretary. I've been saying on air for the last 24 hours, she was the most likely person to quit from Cabinet. She is a strong Brexiteer. She's also in domestic trouble with a policy called universal credit here, so that is a nice time for her to resign in protest. And she's just tweeted out a two-page letter. I've just been scanning through it here. Very similar to that of Dominic Raab, who obviously the Brexit secretary who quit in the last hour as well. She says that the deal that was put before Cabinet does not honour the result of the referendum. Indeed, it doesn't meet the tests you set out from the outset of your premiership. She then goes on to talk about what we won't have control of, about the £39 billion we'll have to pay the EU to get out. And she says it also threatens the integrity of the United Kingdom, which as a unionist is a risk I cannot take. She then goes a little bit on the attack of the Prime Minister, something that Dominic Raab didn't do. She says we have gone from no deal is better than a bad deal to any deal is better than no deal. I cannot defend this and I cannot vote for this deal. I could not look my constituents in the eye to do that. I therefore have no alternative but to resign from the government. She talks about her time in the Work and Pensions Department, but then finishes by saying, in politics, you have to be true to the public and also true to yourself. Had I stayed in the government and supported this deal with the EU, I wouldn't be doing that.